Suspected Tamil Tiger rebels set off a roadside bomb in northern Sri Lanka yesterday, killing two soldiers. It came just a day after artillery fired by Tamil separatists hit a Catholic church near a military base, killing six soldiers who were cleaning the building. Fighting between the military and the Liberation Tigers of Tamil rebels has intensified since the government scrapped a six-year ceasefire pact last month. The International Committee of the Red Cross said it is concerned at the rising number of civilians killed in the escalating conflict. We spoke to head of media at the ICRC in Geneva, Florian Westphal.
What we've really noticed is that since the beginning of the year, the situation in Sri Lanka, which was already extremely serious, has become yet more serious, in particular as far as the number of civilians killed or injured is concerned. We are aware of more than 180 civilians reported killed and almost 270 injured in a whole series of attacks on civilian buses, railway stations, and also on individuals in different places. And that's in the first 6 weeks of 2008, really an indication of the seriousness of the situation. And I think, unfortunately, you really have these attacks where one cannot but conclude that there were direct targeted attacks on civilians and civilian objects. Not all of them are. But it's extremely important that, all sides really take into account the obligation under international law against such attacks. And more than that, actually, really taking active measures to make sure that as little harm as possible comes to civilians.